I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, in the old days, scouting involved boot leather and a lot of sweat. But modern technology has given hunters and anglers a distinct advantage over our predecessors from years gone by. And the DNR is putting some of that technology at your fingertips. I'll tell you more about it coming up in today's report. For the past 5 years, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources has had interactive maps available to hunters and anglers in the Mountain State. Jessica Perkins is a GIS analyst with the DNR and says the maps you can find online at mapwv.gov/huntfish were meticulously made.
Well, we have had it up since 2013, but about a year ago, well, in the fall, we went through a big redesign and made a whole new interface on the website and made it kind of more modern looking. You can access it now with an iPad, an iPhone, you know, any smartphone, a tablet, and even newer computers as well.
She adds the refinements are always ongoing depending on what users want and what technology can make available.
We are continually updating the data that's behind the map, but we recently put up, in the last year, we've put up lake depth data. So that was one thing we found out from doing a survey, that the anglers were really wanting some lake depth data. So we started a project to do that, to collect that data and process it. And now we have 33 lakes that have that lake depth data on it.
And more fishing data is on the way.
We have information on our fishing access sites. We're looking at potentially adding some of the flow information, although that's not on there right now. You can get that from the U.S. Geological Survey on a different map.
As for hunting, Perkins says all public hunting land is cataloged.
It's all public land, our wildlife management areas, as well as national forests, state forests. And we even have some information on state parks, although you can't hunt on state parks without a special day, you know, except for special days.
And there are some features on these maps that can show you a good bit of detail about each property without ever setting foot on it.
It doesn't get quite that detailed, but you can turn on different base maps. There's a link on the top of the map itself where you can turn on aerial imagery, so, you know, imagery that's taken from a plane, and you can see where there are different types of tree cover and, you know, agricultural fields or places you'd want to hunt.
Again, the address is mapwv.gov/huntfish. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.